Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing great. You know what's been doing great? Honestly, the silver price. We're going to talk about silver prices right now and a story out of FX Street. It's about silver playing catch up in price to gold. Now, as of the recording of this video, gold and silver, little tiny, tiny little pullback. Why? Because inflation numbers came out and they came out red hot. Now, gold and silver have not only been trending up because what the mainstream media is saying is because the traders, the gold and silver traders, are getting excited about when the Fed drops rates, just like pretty much every mortgage holder out there, or not everyone, but the ones that got mortgages in the last couple of years. But they know that when mortgage or when interest rates drop, it's because things are really bad in the economy, and that's when gold and silver shine. Gold has been going up and really been taking the lead. Silver's been doing well, but gold hitting all-time highs, silver still halfway to its all-time high. And it's hit that all-time high twice. There's a reason for that. Let's go a little over the story and then we're going to talk about gold and silver. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing right now. It says silver poised to play catch up to gold. It says gold breakout to new all-time nominal highs is making headlines on Friday. Oh, and when it says nominal, it's nowhere near its adjusted for inflation all-time high. It's still got a lot farther to go. It says on Friday, the price settled at just under $2,200 an ounce after gaining almost 100 ounces for the weekend. Silver actually outperformed gold on a percentage basis. The white metal gained $1.17 an ounce or 5% as compared to gold's 4.5% gain. The difference is that silver is stuck in the middle of a range where it has traded for the past 4 years. It's roughly $5 an ounce below its 2020 high and $25 below its all-time high. Silver is historically cheap, though, versus gold. Historically, the two metals have been tightly correlated. The difference in recent years is that silver has generally outperformed gold and has fallen behind in the current bull market. Will the lag in silver persist? Does the price action say something about real-world supply and demand? Not really. Silver and gold prices are set in the futures markets. The hedge fund managers, bullion bankers, and other big players in the silver futures market generally aren't trading silver with the intent to take physical possession, and most of the decisions they try and make are short-term. Let me stop the story there and tell you, honestly, they're absolutely true. Most of the price is set by paper traders, and there's a lot of manipulation going on. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be very blunt. Gold and silver are God's money. Why? Because God, the God that created this earth, made it. There's only so much of it on the earth. Satan's money is fiat, paper, and they can print as much of it as they want and control the masses. Now, I have a core position in gold and silver because I believe it is honest, true money, and I believe that I make better decisions knowing that I have a core position in gold and silver. Throughout history, good fund managers always said, or not fund managers, but financial advisors, which I am not. A good financial advisor always said you wanted to keep around 10% of your net worth in gold because of times of uncertainty. Why? Because those times came pretty frequently, right? We had the 70s, the 90s, the Great Depression. We had all these times where when stocks fell, gold did well, and people preserved their purchasing power, then took the gold, transferred into fiat, and bought a bunch of stocks or real estate dirt cheap, right? Compared to where they were a couple years before. That has gone away. However, we've had two of the greatest crisis, financial crisis, in the last 23 years, where we've seen the Dow Jones be cut in half twice. Gold did very well during both of those times. Yet, a few years goes by and everyone seems to forget. Now we're in the everything bubble, one of the greatest bubbles ever blown up in the history of finance. And yet, people really aren't thinking about gold. Now, I like buying gold on a pullback. Am I buying right now? Nope. I would wait for a little bit more of a pullback, but I am taking profits in other sectors. Now, Bitcoin and crypto are taking the big gains. Just like everything, when they go up really high, they fall really high. It seems funny, but you know, I've been around long enough in crypto, 2016, and seen a handful of really big crashes. I remember losing 50% of my portfolio, 24 hours. It's nutty. And everybody wants to talk about it. Nobody's taking profits. Now, am I taking profits in crypto right now? No. I'm waiting a little bit. There's still going to be more hype in that arena. Then I'm going to be pulling it back, and I'm going to be vaulting gold and silver. More silver than gold. That's just me. I'm not telling you what to do. But the point being is that, yes, silver is going to have its day. And when silver takes off, there will be a day. And I don't know when it is, but this is what I truly believe in my spirit. Because it's God's money, because silver is what was used to pay for Jesus Christ's life, there's going to be a day of reckoning. And when it goes, it's going to go so fast, your head will spin. So I'm not saying put all your money into it. I don't. I do not. But I'm going to have a core position and I'm going to be adding to it soon. I'm waiting for a pullback. I believe that gold and silver are going to have a little bit of a pullback. I think crypto is going to keep running a little bit. And then I'm going to be transferring that into silver. That's just what I'm going to do. Not all of it. Not all of it. But I'm going to be taking money from one bag like I talk about. As it goes up, I'm going to be taking and putting into other bags that I believe in. I can't wait for this day. And I want you to be there too. But this isn't financial advice. I'm just a dude with a brohawk and a dream. And a cup of coffee, it's getting cold, so we better go. Thank you to all the subscribers. You guys are awesome. Thank you for everyone that's sticking in, even if you get unsubscribed. Thank you for hitting the bell icon. You're all awesome. The Economic Ninja is out.